This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
In the studio with us now is some very special guests. These boys have actually been into Joy a couple of times before. I think I originally spoke to them way back in probably late 2014.
Yeah, without me.
That's right. They are a Melbourne band. There's four of them in the band, two of them in the room today. They are Mascetta Fall. Ben and Molly are with us today. Hey, boys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Boys, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for calling me special, by the way. Go straight to my heart. It's good.
You are very special.
Thanks, guys.
You're very special.
I feel the love already.
No, we've got the badges getting ready. It's all right.
Hey, guys, it's been a bit of a ride for the last couple of years.
Been a ride, definitely.
When we first met, you had a single coming out called Summertime Girls, and the big part of all of that was that you're an independent band that had just been signed to a big label, Island Records, Universal Music.
Yep.
So that was big news at the time. It seemed to be really, really exciting.
Yep.
You had Summertime Girls and one other single under Universal, is that right?
Yeah, we did. So for those of you guys who don't know, we were signed to Universal Music a couple of years ago. We were with them for 2 years, and in that 2 years put out only two songs.
Which
for a band is a little bit frustrating. Two songs in 2 years, not that amazing. I guess, you know, hard to keep a fan base super happy and engaged when you're only putting out a song a year.
Yeah.
I guess what you're leaning towards is we recently kind of made the decision that after that it was best for us to leave the label and go back to being independent. I guess taking control of everything ourselves and then just being able to put music out for our fans and really do what we wanted. So...
What do you think, in hindsight, you still benefited from? Did you benefit at all from that time?
Yeah, we did benefit. I mean, we learned a whole lot. That's probably the biggest benefit that we got. We met a lot of people. Obviously, you know, introductions to media. We've, you know, got us in the door here with you guys, which is great. You know, the record label thing versus being an independent band, totally different world. So the record label kind of drops you in from the top. A lot of doors are open for you some of the time. Whereas being independent, you kind of have to beat down every single door that you come to. So there were a lot of positives in the beginning when they really want to, you know, push you and make you a focus. And then when you don't become a focus, all of a sudden you kind of find that big record label world that you thought was amazing isn't so amazing anymore.
Which is the more popularized version of why people don't really like record labels that much.
It is an interesting discussion, I think, these days because... once upon a time, it was considered that if you weren't with a major label, then the definition was you're unsuccessful.
Yeah.
And that's not true, is it? Particularly these days. The point being is that...
Yeah, not true at all.
You can be successful in many different ways. It's not just about selling a massive number of singles.
Yeah. And I think, you know, as you mentioned, the whole idea of being signed to a record label and then instantly becoming a giant successful band doesn't exist anymore.
Mm.
The reality is with the internet and how things work and how, you know, media is moving and even radio and print media and all that kind of stuff, it's not as easy for the record label. Their go-to is just go to big media, you know, put us on the front cover of everything and then it works. But unfortunately, it's not how things work these days. There's so much influence online and social media and that kind of stuff, which is how bands are really breaking it. So if you know how to do it yourself that way, you can kind of get good results.
Yeah. The single Summertime Girls, it still did pretty well, didn't it? It like got some massive airplay around the country.
It did really well. It reached all over the country. It was across the board on quite a number of major radio stations. Opened a lot of doorways for us, as Molly was saying. But I guess, sort of coming off the back of that, it's now all basically on us as the band to take it further and see where we go from it. And obviously, recently parted with the record label. It's kind of been a bit of an eye-opener for us to basically step up and handle everything ourselves again, as we did before, working with the record label. And it's been a lot of fun. It's obviously been a giant project for us. Within the week of parting ways with the record label, we turned around a Kickstarter campaign, crowdfunded to record our debut album, which was amazing. Our fans really, really, really got behind supporting us and, you know, making sure that we did release an album as a band. And you know what? It's been pretty crazy. In 3 months, we turned around an album. We self-produced it. And now we've independently released it. And obviously, as you said, yeah, we've got our first single, I Believe, out. So it's one of those things. I mean, I'm sure everyone has, you know, difficulties that they come across in their job or in their life, but it's, you know, it's a matter of just switching on and realizing that it's up to you to make the final outcome what it
Hallelujah.
Is.
Hallelujah.
And I was going to say, media training, don't need it. You've just given us the 30-second synopsis of everything that you've achieved.
He always does this. She answers everything in one question. You need to relax. Relax and talk to people.
We're going to talk more about the new album shortly, but I do want to take us back a little bit. Now we were a support of yours when you were independent prior to going to Universal. We had, I think we played Let There Be Light.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Before Molly didn't actually bring that one up, but
I realised I goofed up.
No.
Sorry, we did. We popped in and chatted about one of our songs, Let There Be Light, a while ago.
Yeah,
so.
And but we are going to go back and play Summertime Girls. It is a great track.
Yep,
it's not. It's one that doesn't need to go away at all.
No.
Hopefully you guys will still own it.
And, yeah, which we do not.
Righto. That's Mascara 4 with Summertime Girls. That was that period where they were signed and they're not anymore. So don't buy that one if you're going to buy any Mascara 4 track.
You should buy them all.
You should buy them all, but that's the least that they get.
You can dance to that
from.
One, though. You can dance as much as you want to.
Have fun to it. Don't buy it.
Ben and Molly are in the studio with us. Hey, boys, I think we've talked about this before, but for people who don't know, Mascara 4, a really ridiculous band name when it comes down to it, because it was named after a dog that had almost fell off a cliff.
Indeed.
Basically.
Unfortunate story.
It is an unfortunate story, but the dog was okay.
Dog alive.
We did have to actually get that straight the last time we told that story. But moving on from silly band names that stick, you did allude to this a little bit earlier, that you have gone back to being independent. You have produced an album. I wanted to ask you about the crowdfunding for that album. It really moved really, really quickly.
Yeah, it actually did. We had a target of $10,000, and I think we hit that within the first 4 hours of the campaign.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a party at our house. We didn't even think we were going to get half of that. But
yeah, it's good. I think, you know what, in all honesty, the reason it moved so quickly, I think the fans saw something really authentic from us that we haven't seen, that hadn't seen in a long time. And I think, you know, realizing that it was genuine and what we wanted to achieve, they've got behind it so great. So that's honestly all it was.
So in the end, did you raise more than 10 or did you cut it off?
Yeah, so it basically was ongoing.
It was ongoing.
So. Until basically all of the rewards were drawn out. Right. So
yeah, so we ended up raising $25,000, which is a good amount in the end.
So, I mean, in terms of $25,000, I mean, big labels will spend, you know, $500,000 producing an album for some artists.
Yep.
What do you get for $25,000? Do you get studio access? Do you get a producer?
Good question.
What do you get?
Honestly, not a whole lot for $25,000. I think that, so me and Ben produce the whole album.
Okay.
We have a home studio where
That's Ben and I.
Ben and I.
So
produced the whole thing, so recorded everything, did the whole thing. The $25,000 basically paid for mixing. So once we'd produce the music, we'd send it out, get it mixed by a professional, get it mastered by a professional. And then it basically paid for other stuff that's kind of irrelevant, but you need stuff like artwork, even stuff like getting the CDs printed, like the cost of that, the cost of shipping out CDs to people, even like stage banners for when we play live. So a lot of like stuff that isn't actually music, but you kind of, you need it to make the product whole.
And to get it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, even you have to, do you have to pay a fee to people like Apple and all those other people to get music uploaded on those download sites?
Yeah, stuff like that as well. So yeah, distribution costs and there's a whole lot of like really incidental, you know, boring costs that are in that aren't the music, but it's just how it is, you know.
Everybody takes a cut.
Everyone takes a cut. Yeah, it's crazy.
So the album came out 2 weeks ago. It's called Golden.
Yep.
Were all the tracks basically written before the crowdfunding started? Did you really know what you already wanted to do?
Yeah, I mean, I guess as Molly was saying, we had that big window where we were with a record label and they didn't let us release music. Fortunately, though, it gave us a lot of time to actually write music and the music we wanted to write. So I guess we basically had a whole bunch of tracks and we handpicked our favourites from that. And I guess we ended up with 9 songs that we wrote over that span of basically 2 years, which was really good. Obviously, you know, sitting on only 2 singles over a year and a half was a bit frustrating. So being able to grab those songs that we wanted and tell different stories from our lives about, you know, love and rejection and what else we write about in there.
Big middle fingers to people we don't like.
Yeah. And cars and just all different things. And we got to, you know, cover a big span of, you know, story tells and chapters of our lives in the song. So it was good.
And you've started to do some live gigs around the album as well. You've done a few launch parties.
That's right.
So how's it been reacting?
It's good. We're only playing a few selected songs off the album at the moment. But we are literally just about to wrap up the launch parties across the country. And it's all going really well. The fans have already picked up the songs and they're already singing along. So we're dropping the microphone down to them to let them sing.
It's good. Like first show was in Perth. Oh, no, sorry, in Brisbane the day the album came out. And it's like the fact that people knew the words already was a bit kind of weird. Now, it must have sat there for 24 hours and just like memorized.
Yeah.
But it's good.
They listened to the album on rotation or on repeat until they got everything, which is pretty. I'd say that's fairly flattering. Really.
I think. Yeah, it's almost a relieving feeling for us rather than anything else, because it's kind of we've been a little more dormant than we would have liked for a little bit longer than we would have liked. So to have the music out there and them already gravitating towards it and latching onto particular songs has been very relieving for us.
All right, so the style of songs on the album, Summertime Girls we've heard, your new single, I Believe, which is one of my favourites for 2016.
Thank you.
And which we will hear from here shortly. But funnily enough, because I know we've spoken before, you guys came from sort of a more of a punk background and developed into the pop rock style we hear today.
Yeah.
What's the range of styles? Is there a range on Golden?
Yeah, so I think Golden for us, as Ben mentioned, songs written over 2 years, so there's a bit of a range across that 2 years. There's, you know, half of the album is probably in that Summertime Girls, Love Me Like That, happy, you know, kind of teen, really uplifting pop vibe, and then the other half is kind of more like that I Believe, a bit more emotive and a bit more of a modern kind of step forward for us. So there are kind of two facets on the album.
I Believe, which is the first single off Golden, and we've been playing now for a little while, about a month, I think. So it doesn't have... I'm trying to put this the right way. At the end of the day, it could have been produced by any commercial band with millions of dollars in studio resources and producers and everything else behind it. It sounds really, really professional.
Yeah, thank you.
The layers in the song, the video, did a great job with the video too.
Yes.
I'm imagining that has a story behind it, the producing that video.
Yeah, the video. So I guess the whole thing with that song is like we wrote this one literally when we wrote Summertime Girls, like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we've been sitting on it so long that we knew exactly what we wanted with it. And I think that's why it turned out so well. You know, we knew exactly how we wanted it to be. The video is a bit of a classic love story. We kind of set it in the 80s kind of throwback vibe. And, you know, the video...
Paint the picture. There's roller skate scene.
Yeah, roller skates.
There's like a diner scene. Fully 80s. Like they're sipping from a bottle of glass.
They're loving
Coke,
it. Yeah, so yeah. You know. Bendy straws, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, even like the actors in that, you know, when we picked the leads in that, we were really careful not to pick, you know, 10 out of 10 supermodels. We wanted to pick kind of more realistic people that really got the story across. Just make it seem authentic, you know. I think that's what this whole campaign album is about for us, just everything being authentic and not super polished in Hollywood, because at the end of the day, we're from the suburbs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So you wanted it natural. You wanted it real. And yet you've come up with what is an amazingly professional track and video clip, which I think is a testament to the fact that you obviously believe in what you're doing, and it's a lot of hard work, and I'm imagining a lot of blood, sweat, and tears behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's generous.
Yeah,
it's good though. You know, like we spent you know 3 months producing the whole album, and I was a bit sick during that whole time, so I'd sleep in the studio, wake up, do some work, go back to sleep. Like it was full on. Yeah. But that being said, you know, the finished product is really professional and we're happy with it, so it's good.
If you haven't worked it out, Mosquito Fall, two of the members of Mosquito Fall are in the studio with us, Ben and Molly. It's been lovely to have you guys in the studio, learn a little bit about what's been happening with the production of the album, the Kickstarter campaign. The album is out. Great results. It's called Golden. If you didn't catch it before, it's called Golden. You need to get onto it. Golden.
What?
Golden.
Had a couple of messages in, actually. One of our presenters, who's on a bit of a sabbatical at the moment, he's had to go back to New Zealand, but Leo Leo's a big fan, and
our good pal Leo,
and he's saying hello and saying he missed the fact that he doesn't get to see you again.
So if you're touring New Zealand, he will put you up.
Send our love to Leo, and we do look forward to coming over there and visiting in New Zealand.
And then we had a message in that said the last time you guys were here, you showed your abs. So
definitely was not me, Molly. Definitely Ben. Ben, get out that cheese grater.
Leo and I had a bit of fun last time. We were taking some photos, and he just shouted out, "Get your abs out!" And in the moment, just lift my shirt.
What happens, happens.
It does.
And that was from Robert, was it, that
message? No, it wasn't. No,
Robert. Hey, just checking. Robert's going to, he's not happy with me.
All right. So you're going to be touring the album Quick Tour in February next year. Is that right?
Yeah, Feb/March all around the country. So, yeah, it's exciting. February 18 in Melbourne at the aptly named Meat Market.
At the Meat Market.
Yeah.
At the Meat Market.
Well, then.
See you there.
Tickets are on sale now from masketafall.com. So that's a good thing. So you run your own ticket system as well, which is fantastic.
It just actually redirects the mosh ticks, but it's, it's a flashy looking landing page.
Yep. All right, cool. In terms of the album Golden, before we finish off, as you said, 9 tracks on the album, including the current single, I Believe. There is this track on there, though, called Douchebag Love.
Yes. Right, here we go.
Which I haven't heard yet.
Oh.
So, but the title intrigues me. What does that mean?
So we were basically on the Gold Coast, had some time off.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. As I mentioned, we're guys from the suburbs, pretty low-key. We were in the Gold Coast surrounded by a lot of really fake people, people we just didn't basically. No, not in the Gold Coast. So we basically wrote a song about all the people that we hate and if they were in love, what would it be like? And basically how they deserve each other, douchebag love. The video is a stop-motion video of a Barbie and a Ken interacting in hilarious ways.
Righto.
Barbie!
It's a good song. It's a good song. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Ken!
It goes a little something like that on our Facebook.
It's good.
All right. So all the other songs, as you said, a mix between a bit more fun pop, a little bit more serious as well. But 9 quality songs, I'm sure, as your fans who are on Twitter and social media in their thousands would attest to.
So. Yep, I hope so.
You're going to tour in February, as you said, at the Meat Market, February 18th here in Melbourne, then around the town. What's next? I mean, do you go back into the studio? Do you start writing again? Do you wait to see how the album goes in the next couple of months? What do you
do? I guess we were kind of talking about it today.
So I guess between now and the tour, we'll put out another single, maybe another 2 singles before we tour in the middle of February. So a few more music videos, stuff like that to keep us busy. After the tour, we'll probably take a little bit of time off, start writing again and just refresh a little bit. So, yeah.
All right, cool. the boys have just found.
Oh, my God. Leo,
yes,
all the way from New Zealand, has sent us the aforementioned photo of abs.
I'd like to think I've improved on those ones, though.
They're looking better than that, are they?
Do you reckon?
I don't know. I haven't seen.
I need to check.
Get him out. Come on.
I need some downlights, though. I've got to get the lighting
on,
guys.
Right, hang on. All right. All right. We will give you... Have we improved from the original photo?
I'm a conservative person.
Let's find out.
I don't usually do this, but...
Tense. You're under pressure.
Yeah, that's a definite improvement. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'll say improvement.
There's downlights in the studio. I'm okay.
Yeah.
They're pretty average, but you know.
I'll take it.
I've
gone red. I have red hair and now my face is the same colour as my hair. I've gone red.
Quick, where's the photographer? Get Benny.
No, it's all right. We'll do it later. Boys, thank you very much for joining us today. Good luck with it all.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
We have been slamming the new single for the last couple of weeks. We're loving it. As I said, I reckon it's a fantastic, really well-produced song.
Thank you.
It's got everything going for it. I hope it continues to get spins around the country.
Yep.
But good luck with that. Good luck with the album. Good luck with the tour. Hope to see you again.
Cheers, guys. Definitely. Thanks for having us in.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.